time for the Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard and Johnny Rogers, talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the station that says what Austin sports fans are thinking. The Horn.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Wake up, Austin. Beautiful Saturday morning here in the capital city. Johnny Rogers, Benny Buckman. Jamie Frazier in the house. Ty Henderson in the box. Casey will be joining us via live remote from Whitfield's Barbecue. We'll also get a call in for our good friend Hunter Stewart out at Twisted X Brewery. He's got some things going on today, so we'll get him on here. Is he on right now? Hunter, good morning.
Good morning. First time caller, long-time fan, Johnny.
I beg to disagree, Hunter. You've been a big supporter of the Big Ugly Tailgate since day one. We really appreciate that. What do you got going on at Twisted X this morning?
Well, our area has been affected by some wildfires here, and so the whole community is kind of banding together to try to raise a little money this afternoon. It started at 2 o'clock from 2 to 6.
Okay.
So we've got about five families that we're going to try to get a little money for. I think, you know, they've lost everything. They lost their cars, homes, and some of them even lost their pets. So anyways, that's going to fire up at 2 o'clock. We've got a great lineup here. We've got Arturo Ramon with Blanco River Meat Company. We got Ryan Newland with the Backline Fabrication Company. They're coming out with their pits. And Andy Knutson with Tilly's and Camp Lucy are going to be firing up a bunch of bunch of meat. And anyways, it's going to be family friendly. So come on out and join us. You coming out?
Gonna try. I've got some open houses today I've got to do. And then I'll be heading to the Austin FC match tonight as well. You a big Austin FC guy, Hunter?
I'm getting into it. You know, I didn't grow up watching soccer, but I'm learning to start watching.
Nice. You know, I figure, you know, you were never really a quit guy, Hunter, back in the day. You're always just kind of one of those guys that just kind of walked around, and that's exactly how you played on the defensive side of the ball. Is that right, Hunter?
Yeah, the steel curtain over there. That's right. Just plant your feet and hold on for dear life.
So, hey, Hunter, real quick, with this fundraiser you guys got going on tonight, it's for some families that were been affected by wildfires. Are there ways, if we can't make it out to Twisted X Brewery today, are there ways that people can still contribute to help these guys out?
There are. We're going to be posting up a GoFundMe that has already been set up. The individual that set that up is actually going to be out here today, so we'll get that up on our social media.
Nice.
But, you know, hopefully we're going to get that GoFundMe set up. I'm sorry, she's got it set up, but it'll be live for everybody else to kind of plug in through our social channels. But
okay, we'll make sure we put that out on the Big Ugly Tailgate Twitter account, maybe Instagram as well. So whatever we can do to help support you guys out there, let us know.
Well, awesome. No, this it's been amazing to see everybody step into this. U.S. Foods donated all the food. HEB stepped in large with a bunch of the food as well. And
nice.
Richard's Rainwater, which is our neighbor out there at Dreamland. So it's been when we got the 1855 briskets, going to be Arturo's been cooking those all night. So
nice.
Sure, he's getting the nap in right now, hopefully, and ready to party here, start at 2.
Fantastic. Now, you, hey, Hunter, I'd be remiss if we didn't bring this up. Have you been paying attention to old Leighton Revere lately?
I've been hearing quite a bit about it. Looks like he's taking over, you know, taking after his dad more than he is his uncle. But
oh yeah, I mean, he actually has some touch on the ball. His uncle Ryan was never really a big touch guy. He just 5 yards away, he'd throw it 100 miles an hour.
Take your head off if you're not careful from about 3 yards out. That's absolutely correct,
dude. But Leighton's been balling, dude. He's got a big junior year coming up. He's been doing some camping, some, you know, going to TCU, going to Tarleton, you know, won the MVP at the Stephen F. Austin deal.
This is Ryan's son.
No, this is Rhett's son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Leighton.
Wow.
So Ryan's up in Iowa, mm-hmm. of all places, mm-hmm. Des Moines. But Rhett's kid, Leighton, plays down at Savio, I believe so. It's a private school.
I think that's right. So, yeah, Ryan's probably getting a peck deck in as we speak.
Oh, he's been on the stair stepper for the last 2 hours, just waiting for the interview to happen. So, but yeah, looking forward to big things from old Leighton Revere. He's a 6-footer right now. His dad's like 6'6". So the kid's going to grow. So I think he's gonna have a big year, big junior year, going to senior year, and we'll see what happens. Good talk, Hunter.
Hey.
You there?
Are you there?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm here. So, well, thanks a lot, Johnny. Yeah, so anybody wants to come on out, you know, it's going to be $20 a wristband, and we're going to be doing bites throughout, you know, so it's going to be small bites throughout the 4-hour interim here. So come on out, bring your kids and families and help us raise some money here.
Awesome. Hunter, appreciate you coming on this morning.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Adios. Old Hunter Stewart.
Good Twisted X.
Twisted X Brewery.
Great brewery.
You ever
there.
Had any of that McConaughey's that they make?
I haven't.
Mm-mm. Really
That's
good.
A hot drink.
That's great.
Like it.
It's a good drink. That
good
thing
alternative
is,
to a electric jellyfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Ice cold. Fantastic. Now they've got
Wouldn't
a couple
know.
Different.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Ben's you guys there. Can tell me how it is.
We'll let you know, Benny Buck. But it's a good beer. It's a nice, refreshing beer. So if you guys don't have any plans today, it'd be really cool. Go out to Twisted X Brewery out in Dripping Springs. They're going to be raising a lot of money for some families that were affected by wildfires out in the Dripping Springs area. So we'll also be able to text out on tweet out. We'll tweet out some information about how you can get involved. If you want to make any donations to these families, sure would appreciate it. So awesome.
Now, I'll tell you what, they did a, I was watching the news and they're saying that this metropolitan metropolitan area is the most it's in danger of forest fire or just fires, wildfires here.
Central Texas. Yeah.
Well, we have Bastrop was 6 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That was horrible. That's the worst I've ever seen.
Like California is like, you know what they call, you know, wildfire? Like Tuesday. They just have It's crazy out there.
Yeah. Man. They got those big, they get planes out there. They're dumping that pink stuff all over the place.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Well, get out to Twisted X today. Support the local families. Come on out and see us. And,
So back to the NFL.
Back to the NFL. What do you got?
Yeah, when's your fantasy draft?
We got fantasy draft next week. Not this upcoming week, but the final.
Ours is 31st.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a last place bet yet?
I think we're going with the same one. Yeah.
Got to be a bathroom attendant.
Bathroom attendant dressed in a superhero outfit at Little Woodrow's for one hour during Friday or Saturday rush.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, we didn't. We haven't decided yet. We usually vote at our Eddie V's dinner.
Do you guys do a destination?
No, we're always here.
Yeah, we're doing destination this year.
Ooh, where y'all going?
Waco Motel 6.
Stop. Get out.
Chip and Joanne are showing up for celebrity.
You guys doing it at the silos?
No. Yeah, we're flying. We're getting a PJ to take us up to Waco.
Nice.
Rolling in with Chip and Joanne to the local Motel 6. It'll be great.
Now, we always do it locally, and after our draft, literally for the last 12 years, we've gone to Eddie V's as our post-draft dinner. And if you finish in the bottom four of the league, you have to pay for the dinner for everybody the following year.
That's pretty
cool. So most of the times, I've only had to pay once or twice because I'm really good at fantasy football.
What was your quarter tab on that?
It wasn't cheap. I mean, there's 12 dudes in here, and everybody likes to eat and drink, so it was fun. But we have this waiter at Eddie V's. His name's Luigi. This guy's been our waiter every single year. He's been at Eddie V's for, I think, 15 years. Actually, from Italy, played football over in Italy. There was a book written about...
To quarterback?
No, I think he was a wide receiver.
Oh.
But Luigi, I mean, he's great. He knows all our names. We come in there once a year as a crew. We get a private room back there. So Luigi will be coming to see you here in a couple weeks.
It's always fun. There's always so much hope at the beginning.
Yes. Everybody's got a smile on their face.
And then your number one running back gets hurt and he's out.
You know what I do?
And then you're in the little Woodrow's bathroom.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're like,
wake up.
You're passing out Tic Tacs at little Woodrow's.
I'm so glad Ty wasn't around for that, because I know he would have came in there.
Oh, I wish.
No, I think that was the first week.
Was it
after? Like you did that, and then 1 or 2 weeks later, I started up here. So I remember you telling that story live.
I want to live stream it.
I don't.
Yeah, that would be so. Twitch, I don't know if you can really live stream it from a men's restroom, but
that'd be weird. Yeah.
That'd be illegal. Probably get a lot of tips, Jamie.
I don't even like you.
Love it.
No, it was fun. Hey, we had a great poker game over at the Chiefs headquarters.
Nice.
The other night.
Chief Texan Will Roman there?
He was there. Nice. And Ty bought merch. He was over there after he tapped out.
What'd you get? The number? You got a hat. Oh, there's your hat.
Got a hat and a wallet. I'm not in the budget. I have some budgetary constraints when it comes to buying the boots. But I picked out the pair I wanted.
You going to put that on your Christmas list maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, but a lot of fun. We had a great time. We had a PhD. We had a PhD in AI that was just doing the beautiful mind stuff while he's doing the math on whether to go all in or not. And I'm like, well, this is
What did you learn about AI, Jamie?
I talked to him about the Google, the self awareness that the Google AI that it was, and he said, nah, that's BS. So
AI is BS.
No, that the AI they had was not self aware.
Okay,
and that's what they're like. Is it self aware? He goes, well, you can ask it, are you alive, and it will sit there and tell you that. Give you all the reason that, yes, I am alive. Then you can ask them the next question, are you not alive? And they'll go, yeah, I'm not alive, and go through the same iteration.
Interesting. So,
did you pick up when someone asked him if he could count cards in blackjack? And he was like, yeah, I could if I wanted to. He was being completely serious. And everyone was like, oh.
Are y'all playing blackjack or y'all playing?
No, we were playing Hold'em. But yeah. They were like, oh, if you wanted to count cards, if you were playing blackjack, could you? And he was like, yeah.
Let's take him to Vegas.
No, he was like, nah, they have multiple or multi-dealers.
He already knew?
Yeah, because that was the first thing we said.
Can you count cards in a five-shoe ditch? Yeah.
Allow myself to introduce myself. Such good scene. Me and old Say Pods, we're going to go up to Vegas here in a couple weeks.
Yes, we are.
Same
Vegas.
Here.
Vegas is flooding.
Where are you going, Ty?
In September, I think the 14th.
Vegas is severely flooding right now.
I think that's that weekend. Like, the Cardinals play. We got two conversations going on here, but I believe it's September 16th or 18th. That's Sunday. The Cardinals play in Vegas.
I think I'll be there.
Do you know anybody with tickets? Do you know anybody that can get you tickets?
Working on that. Now, I will say that if you are, yes, my brother's going to be coaching that during that game.
Oh,
but
you have a brother on the...
Hold on. That's a reason I brought that up is because if you're the opposing fans, like that game, I will not get tickets from my brother because in the NFL, they give the opposing fans the worst seats in the house. Like literally your back will be at the very top of the stadium in the very back corner where the wind is just hitting you straight in the face. So I'm a kind of a ticket snob.
It's an indoor stadium.
I understand that, but still, you're so far away from the action.
It's an indoor stadium.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's the worst seats in the house. So we're gonna. I'm working on some tickets.
Yeah.
New GM up there, Champ Kelly's a family friend, so I may have to make that phone call.
I'd say $500 will buy you nosebleed tickets at the UT Alabama game.
I don't even know if you.
I don't even know $500 gets you in the door.
No. Don't think so.
Reggie Bush coming in that weekend.
Yeah. Got all the guys.
Matt Leinart. Maybe VY will.
Maybe
be
Lee Corso will be in the house.
Lee Corso.
He'll be here. He may not know he's here, but he'll be here.
It was his birthday this week.
Lee Corso's?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hey, Ben Buckman's birthday yesterday. Say bye.
Say bye.
Hey, happy 40th birthday,
thank
bud.
You, thank you.
Oh my God, you made it.
Thank God. Somebody, there's a lot of people losing bets right now, Ben.
Has your PE instructor texted you lately?
No teachers reached out to.
Yeah, not yet.
Today.
We're so proud of you, Ben.
Well, happy birthday, buddy. Also got our good friend Donnie Crow, Donald J. Crow, his birthday is today. So ooh.
This is Leo.
We're Leos?
Leo season.
I'm Leo.
You're Leo?
24th July.
Oh, nice. On the cusp. You're the cuspy.
Do it's we missed your birthday.
No.
You didn't buy me anything. 24th of July.
It should be a local holiday.
I think so.
At least on the east side.
Jamie Frazier.
Jamie Day. Everybody goes outside, lifts weights, jumps in a cold pool.
Yeah.
It's a good way to start.
That's what you got to do.
Did you get a cold plunge in this morning?
No, I haven't been home. I just gym here. I'll do it later.
Jim Tan Laundry? GTL?
What is that? Who is that from? Jersey Shore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. GTL.
GTL. Cabs are here.
Cabs are here.
Cabs are here. Love it. I miss the Jersey Shore.
It's like, no.
That was such a fun
it's
show.
It's still. They
are they on still?
I mean, they had a reunion.
Is Snooki still around?
Did you know that MTV turned 41 years today?
Get out of here.
And they, yeah, 41 years. And they, there was a little meme that said, 41 years of MTV, 11, thank you for the 11 years of music.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Dude, I remember, like, that was awesome. Back in the day, you'd be able to watch, like, Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get Yo MTV Raps.
Now you're watching, what's the teen pregnancy?
Yeah.
Teen mom.
Teen mom.
Teen moms.
90 Day Fiance.
Or Cribs was good. Cribs anymore. Yeah.
Singled Out. I mean, that was a good show on MTV.
Terrible programming.
You know, MTV
now there's
really...
Life After Love After Lockup. How about that?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen
Love MTV? After Lockup. Yeah. I mean, they're running out of shows. We're going to watch.
Is the real world? Is the Real World still going on?
There's no way.
No.
Is there like a Real World Road Rules challenge? Is the challenge, are those things still going on?
I think it's all about those, like, Love is Blind.
Yeah. F-Boy Island.
Have you ever watched any of those? Like, no. Love is Blind, specifically.
Like, 90 Day Fiancé?
It gets... I mean, I thought I would hate those shows. Never watched them. Sat down with my girlfriend. We finish each season in a day. And those, just because they're so cringy, it's
right.
Almost good, you know?
Okay. No.
Almost okay. Good.
No.
Really?
It's
no.
Almost good.
Really? Wow.
It's good enough to keep you watching to cringe.
What about Real Housewives? I feel like you're a big Real Housewives.
I will tell you about Real Housewives.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What do you say,
Very saying, into that show.
Ben, you are.
I've been watching Real Housewives of Orange County since day one.
Stop.
Swear.
Don't you know some of those?
I know a few ladies on Real Housewives.
Ben, step away. Step away, Ben.
That's the only guilty TV I got. Oh. That's it. That's it.
Old Say Pods and Aunt Becky are our friends.
I'll tell you what. Aunt Becky's one of the nicest ladies on the planet.
We're down
Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin, she's great. Hey, I met Guillermo. What's her husband's name?
Oh, Massimo.
Massimo, that's his name.
Massimo's a great dude, too.
Dude, Massimo's great.
He's awesome.
We are down to the last episode of Better Call Saul.
Oh, great episode.
I love that.
You're going to love that episode. Yeah.
Did you guys just see that wheel yank that Jamie Frazier just put right there?
He just said, let's go.
He was like,
go.
Okay, we're done talking about reality TV. Let's talk about Better Calls. And you being a big part of that show, Jamie Frazier.
How, in what way?
You're the actor, the old actor.
Mike?
Yeah. Doesn't he look like Mike?
God, it does.
He is Mike.
In 10 years.
He's not Mike.
I've got a death. And on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break because Jamie might be taking me out here at the break. You're listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. A beautiful Saturday morning here in the capital city, live from the banks of the 360. Johnny Rogers, Ben Buckman, Jamie Frazier. We got Ty in the box. Casey's been joining us live from Whitfield's Barbecue. He's got a busy morning. Going to be cooking for the University of Texas football team and staff and parents and players and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, it's really cool that the university gives that business to Casey. I know it's great barbecue, but I love how the University of Texas supports their former players.
I just think, I mean, it's great barbecue.
And it's fantastic barbecue.
Casey's an amazing guy, and people want to be associated with him. And, no, I think it's great that they give back, and Casey's, you know, he's out there doing it.
Casey's huge part. Casey, this is Casey's show.
It is.
And people are, you know, listening to hear what Casey has to say, and they tune in and they got to hear us slappies for a little while. But we'll get, you know, it's a busy time for Casey. So once kind of the summer dies down, we'll get him back in the studio. And, you know, always good to have Casey live.
That's amazing.
Last week was fun.
Yeah.
It's great to have him in studio.
Great show.
It was a good show. You know, you get some people texting you afterwards like, hey, you guys had some energy today. That's good.
Bringing the heat.
Bringing the heat.
Everything. It's always better in person.
Always better in person. So,
yeah.
What else you guys got going on this weekend? Jamie Frazier?
We're all just standing by to see if you're going to get another Westlake tramp stamp, like
cool.
Double it up. We're not quite sure.
I think I'm full on that.
Yeah. Do you think he gets a Listos? Do you think he goes Austin FC next to that W?
I'm thinking going Listos on my right bicep. And Verde on my left.
Ooh.
Listos Verde.
Why do you have two strings hanging off the shirt? Oh, those are your arms.
Oh, those, yeah, those are my those are my sleeves, Jamie. Just because you're allergic to sleeves and you show off the pipes.
He's a pipe guy.
He's a pipe guy. It's like, guy's got the, remember back in the day when Hulk Hogan used to be like, what are you going to do when the 27-inch pythons get a hold of you, brother? That's Jamie Frazier. Or Better Call Saul. What have
you.
Yeah,
what have you.
That's right. Ben Buckman, what do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, we got a little work this weekend. We got a little tours tomorrow.
How things go? You're out at, for those that don't know, Benny Buckman's out at Driftwood Golf and Ranch Club, a Discovery Land Company's neighborhood.
Neighborhood out in, right out there in Driftwood. Just Salt Lake. Have a little Salt Lick across the street. We are halfway sold here at Driftwood Golf and Ranch Club. Opened 18 holes a few months ago.
Yeah, you guys, the course shut down for a little bit. You guys got some summer maintenance.
Doing
is that
some
correct?
Maintenance, getting some water on the grass.
Nice.
Getting ready. We got the comfort stations going up.
I've heard incredible things about the old comfort stations out
it's
there.
A cool spot. It's a cool spot. It's a definite experience. Show up and have fun.
You know, I didn't know until you invited us to that event about the athletics club that you guys have downtown. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was there. I was like,
hey, it's a cool little private club.
Driftwood downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
Johnny was a part of helping pick that out.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. I was like, I walked down, I'm like, I didn't even know this. Here, wasn't that used to be Lance Armstrong's building, didn't it?
That was
a bar, like,
well,
six?
It wasn't. It was never that his was building, but it was his bar.
It was his.
That was Nate Paul, actually, owned that.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Justin Bain and the Hardemans own it.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
College still has the lease?
College still has the lease. College is up in Bozeman, Montana with Brad
College!
Buckman right now.
That's cool. Yeah, Driftwood downtown. It's a good little spot. Got a little Trackman going on. You can go up to the rooftop, but
no pickleball.
No
pickleball. I'll tell you what. We will have 8 pickleball courts at Driftwood.
Okay,
one padel, one tennis.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe some frisbee golf.
Oh yeah, yeah. Anytime you want to go, Jamie, it's your spot. You got a nice place to hang out.
Yes.
You play? Do you play golf, Jamie?
I'm not good.
Okay.
Not good. Do I enjoy it? I do. I enjoy 9 holes.
Let me tell you this. He would have
a blast out of Driftwood. Because it's not really about, I mean, it is about the golf. It's the experience and going out there and discover. There's not a company that treats you better. It's the best customer service company in the world, Discovery Land.
You want to be a guest at Driftwood.
No doubt. No doubt.
Oh, I saw that. When they had the Austin Gamblers there at the Athletics Club, that was awesome.
Yeah. No, it's a cool spot, and Discovery definitely does it right. And looking forward to many years of fantastic golf out there. And always good to have Ben Buckman in studio. Oh,
it's
say pods.
Say pods. This is the best way to start the day.
He's 40. He is a man.
I know. He made it.
He made it.
He did it.
He said there's a ton of people having to pay bets this morning
because
Benny Buck made it.
I made it.
Moving out of the house, got to mortgage it. So
I got to move out of the house now.
No,
40.
Now his parents are finally kicking him out.
Yeah. They said, you know, you got to go.
Once you hit 40, Ben, you got to live on your own.
whole second generation going down there.
You know, it's
basement.
Changed a lot.
Well, speaking of, your brother Brad, what's he up to these
days? Brad now just took a job to go work for Crazy Mountain Ranch. They're doing similar to Discovery Land. They're developing 30,000 acres that used to be the Marlboro Ranch.
Oh, wow.
45
minutes. Where's that at? Bozeman?
45 minutes east of Bozeman.
Okay.
I think I saw that in Yellowstone.
It is. Where they filmed the
18.
Was John Dutton just
John Dutton
roping cattle out
he
there?
He was there,
or what?
Hanging out. Actually, it was the John Dutton that was, who's the country singer? Tim McGraw.
Oh, so 1886.
1886 was filmed on this property.
Was it 87?
It was an 1800.
Yeah.
It was an 1800s.
Cool.
So, yeah, he's moving back up there, or he's in Bozeman
now. That's
cool. Yeah. So the Buckmans have disbanded. Brent and Tammy still here, but Brad's gone.
Well, it's all right. You know, Brad, I think a lot of people remember Brad from his days as a University of Texas basketball player, him and T.J. Ford and P.J. Tucker and the crew.
LaMarcus Aldridge. Daniel Gibson.
Took him down to New Orleans for the Final Four and caught Carmelo. They caught Carmelo lightning in a bottle. It was the best week of Carmelo Anthony's entire basketball career.
Him and Jerry McNamara, the three bomber.
Oh yeah,
kid stand up half court. And I tell you
what, I'm excited to see UT play in the Moody Center
basketball team.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think that's going to be.
By the way, game changer for University of Texas basketball.
Why so?
just
are you kidding me? They got their own court.
Yeah,
their Irwin Center was built for the circus and like what
rodeos?
Yeah,
they called it the mortuary.
I mean, you kidding me?
Yeah,
like you should have been to a game in the early 90s. You were probably 30 feet from the basketball court.
Like Brandy Perryman, Terrence Wrencher.
I mean, you couldn't be further away from the court back then. Coach Barnes comes, moves everybody down on the court, and now you have a student section that's literally on the court.
So are they kind of going with the Cameron crazy type atmosphere? Are they trying to get like all the students down on the bottom level?
They want
3/4 of the court is supposed to be students on the sidelines. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, again, more basketball fan-friendly than what the Irwin Center was.
Actually, a smaller seat footprint than the Irwin Center, though.
Well, they have the ability, I know, in the top section.
They will close that down,
okay.
Drop the things down, and then you'll have all basketball. So you won't see the empty seats like you look up us playing, Texas State, San Antonio or whatever, and there's empty seats, so it'll be full.
You'd see that against Kansas.
Buddy, the greatest time ever was the stretch in 2006 when people were actually camping out for Texas basketball.
Yeah, that was when old Benny Buck, the mayor of the Irwin Center right here.
I would agree.
Ben Buck, half the game, he's walking up and down the aisle just shaking hands. I don't even think he saw half the game. He's shaking hands and he's just screaming, ha-ha, from like across two sections. It was amazing. You just see him go up and down, up and down, up and down, and so we got to make sure he's back in his own.
Did you see
his own right? Is at, you at the new at the mood
when they're the last event at the Irwin? McConaughey got up on top of the Irwin Center.
Did he?
Yeah, they did. They put him on top of the Irwin Center, and he did his like, it's really sad to see this go. Blah blah blah. But no, it's like
that thing needs to go yesterday.
Yeah, that's been bad since probably the mid-90s.
Well, the UT basketball built that practice facility 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Done.
I remember when that was brand new. It was state of the art. It's gone.
Gone.
But I got a chance. I went and saw Kevin Hart last weekend.
How was it?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart is hilarious. And even the guys leading up to it. But it was.
Did you have bougie seats?
No, not bougie.
Really?
We had pretty good seats.
Okay.
Went with some of the Austin FC folks. So it was a really, really fun time. Cool that our soccer players have the ability to go and see top talent like a Kevin Hart or something like that. But what's interesting, Kevin Hart, when you went in, you had to put your phone in one of those little baggies.
Sure.
So you don't know what time it is. You don't know.
Do you have a watch?
No. I don't.
I know.
And they got smart. The first time this happened earlier this year at the mood, they just took your phones. Now they're taking your Apple Watches.
Yeah.
So, get out of here.
Oh, yeah. They take your watches now, too.
They do that at the Vulcan, too.
Oh, the Vulcan.
Yeah.
You had the better seats that day.
Yeah.
just take a spare phone with you.
I had bougie seats.
I'm paying bougie seats for that. Yeah. That's good. Those are good seats.
All you got to do, the next time you get a new phone, just keep your old one and then take that with you to the deal.
Really?
Yeah, then you stick the fake one in there and you have your own phone. Buck the system, Jamie Frazier.
That's fine. Let's go talk about sports.
You want to?
Yeah. Number one team in the NFL is?
Tampa Bay?
No.
What do you think?
Bills.
Why?
I just think that they – well, I think Josh Allen's amazing. Diggs is amazing. They have a good defense. They have a great offensive line. I just think – and I think they're set up for success.
I got Von Miller.
Yeah.
Von Miller showed up this year.
Yeah. I think they're
– I mean, Bills would be a good call.
I would love to go up and watch a game up there. Like, not in a snowstorm, but –
My dad's from Buffalo.
My dad's from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I would like to go up when it's that cold. I feel like that's when you really get the feeling of a Buffalo atmosphere in a game.
There's just like, I hope they
not in January, but maybe like in October.
I hope they never get it indoor. And Lambeau. I hope they just keep those and
Well, they're talking about in Chicago.
Yeah, Soldiers.
The new Chicago, the new Soldier Field. Right. They're talking about enclosing it.
And the only thing that's left there that's anything part of the actual old Soldiers Field is the pillars. That's it.
Yeah.
And they've redone everything.
Well, it's like they the the Soldier Field as it is right now, it looks like a spaceship just landed on the top of the old Soldier Field. It is not a very good stadium.
Have you been to Wrigley?
Oh yeah.
I love Wrigley.
Wrigley's great.
Yeah.
But it, you know, I mean, you can't change Wrigley. I mean, you can fix it up, but you'll never be able to recreate an iconic place like that. I hope Soldier Field stays, and maybe they update it, but you know, I don't like Chicago going to an indoor stadium. You know, that's one of their competitive advantages.
A lot of the new generation doesn't even know that Wrigley, like, for the longest time never had lights.
Oh yeah, I remember the first night game.
Yeah.
Back when was it Eric Dawson? The Hawk?
I don't know.
Came out. He was playing back then. Yeah, that was back like in the mid-90s is when they finally started doing night games in Wrigley. Like, oh, but Wrigley, if you've never been to a game, Ben, you ever been?
No.
Wrigley?
No.
Cool. I know you're not a huge baseball guy.
No,
but
and you don't have to be. It's just historic. It's like, and it's, you go in there and you're like, yeah, this is old baseball.
Okay, so you're saying Bills would be one. Who's two?
Chargers.
You know, that's not a bad call. It really is not. But, I mean, right now, I mean, like, I would say L.A.'s got to be in the talk. But, I mean, they've like...
Well, Stafford's, his shoulder's kind of acting up a little right now.
Yeah.
Where do you see Brady and the Buccaneers in this?
I see them in the mix. I just don't see them in, you know, the... I don't see them. I don't think he's going to go the distance. I'm funny. I'm watching to see if Gronk comes back. And I have no idea. I would say that's a coin toss to see if he comes back, because
do you think he comes back if he gets paid, or do you think
I don't even think he'll get it? Yeah, I don't even think he cares. Yeah. He just as long as he doesn't have to do summer camp.
He just wants to come in to a Super Bowl contender like week 10.
That's it. Throw me a ball.
Play 5 or 6 games.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: what happens with the Rams if Stafford can't play?
Their
backup right now is Jimmy Wolford.
I think it's Jimmy G. The answer to everything is Jimmy G.
No, if I'm the Rams, that's actually a really good call to try to go after Jimmy G.
Why don't we hear that rumbling?
I don't know. And if I were the Rams, I may have even taken a shot at Baker Mayfield.
Did you look at his price tag though? I mean, his contract's like 27.
The Rams are doing that. They can take on any in the NFL. You can take on any contract.
I know you can, and they're. I mean, I think they're looking for the right timing to go. Like, okay, San Francisco, you're responsible for half his contract. We'll take him. Boom, or he sits there and he gets paid. So
I'd go after him now because if you really do need him, I doubt they're going to trade him. If you do really need him,
yeah, especially in your own NFC West,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that's a little tricky. You never want to trade a guy in your own division. But to me, that makes a ton of sense because right now, I mean, the reports are in that Stafford is dealing with some shoulder stuff. And if he can't go, you're trying to tell me the defending world champions are going to go into the season with John Wolford?
Who is that guy? Where'd he come from?
Bryce Perkins is their third string guy? Never even heard of Bryce.
By the way, they are holding tight on Stafford. They need to look deeper into...
Listen, John Wolford is the old Wake Forest quarterback.
Oof.
Oof.
We can roll with that.
Oof.
So, what's the situation?
Rams, I'm going after somebody
diamond,
to back that up.
Diamond in the rough.
What's the situation with Darnold and Mayfield?
Mayfield. I mean, from the inside thing, Mayfield's got it.
Yeah.
He's not spectacular, but he's better than Darnold. And so, you're going to see week one, Mayfield against Cleveland.
Yes.
Yes. Russell Wilson against Seattle.
100%.
Ooh. Just,
yeah, that's week one.
The NFL does the best in pro sports about setting up those matchups.
But they didn't know about the Carolina, Cleveland.
That thing's been set for a while.
Well, no. It's been set before they even knew that. But the Russell Wilson, they want to bring a little buzz. Russell Wilson going back to Seattle.
No doubt.
So that'll be good. I was like, I had Judy on my team last year.
Dude, keep him if you can. I think Jared Judy's going to have an incredible year.
I did too. Last year was just so tough. And that's like, you have these memories. I had Jerry Judy, and then I had Henry. And they were like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so
well,
bad.
And, you know, Cortland Sutton, same thing. I think he'll have a good year for them. But I'll tell you, and this isn't a big surprise. I think anybody that pays attention to fantasy football would agree with me here. But Juju Smith-Schuster, he is poised to have a huge year. He's now with Kansas City. He's going to be the number one threat for Mahomes.
Who's still on the Rockets in is who's on the Rock in Pittsburgh?
Oh, it's either going to be Mason Rudolph. Oh no, Trubisky.
Trubisky is at Pittsburgh. Yeah. They'll lose every game.
The old Biskies. Of course they are,
buddy. Why would they lose from Chicago? Learn from Chicago. Get rid of that kid.
I thought Trubisky found his home as a backup quarterback in Buffalo Bills, which he was guy that you
great
could,
spot for him.
Yeah, Well,
we'll get into some Biskey talk after this. We got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate, taking you home. Good call there, Ty. Johnny Rogers, Jamie Frazier, Ben Buckman. Stay tuned afterwards for the High Ground with the Colonel and Jamie Frazier.
Colonel's in theater.
Colonel is in the house today. Yes. And then we got revved up after that, and then make sure you stay put for 12 o'clock for TC Speaks, Tyler Campbell.
Ooh, Tyler Campbell's great.
Coming to give you a little preaching on a Saturday afternoon.
I tell you what, he's a good man.
He's the man. Tyler Campbell, one of the great, great Westlake running backs, went on to a great college career at San Diego State.
Aztec.
He's an Aztec, and his story is incredible. While he was at San Diego State, found out he was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, and has really taken his platform to help raise awareness and spread the news that you can live a long, great life even with MS. And actually, one of the cool things that I saw him post about was, you know, one of the people that the MS isn't one of those things that people really wanted to be the name or the face of. And Montel Williams was that guy.
Yeah, he was.
And
Williams was in the Navy.
Was he?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep. He was a got out as a lieutenant.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But he was really the first celebrity, you know, that with MS that came out and said, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. This isn't a death sentence. You can live a good, long, healthy life with MS. And Tyler Campbell is a great example of that.
Tyler, if you ever want to listen to a good story, because he loves riding horses.
Yeah.
And he'll saddle up and ride down the street in Georgetown and stuff. And people look at him like he's crazy. But it's like, it's funny because you go back 20 years ago, you saw horses downtown all the time.
Sure.
And now you don't see them very much. But I mean, we're in Texas.
Yeah.
New book out too. He's doing good.
Yeah, just put a book out.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure if you're hanging out today, maybe go get some Whitfield's barbecue this morning. Tune in at 12 o'clock. Listen to our guy Tyler Campbell. Is Casey, you still on with us? Okay. Casey is full-time now over at Whitfield's and get some good barbecue down to the University of Texas today.
Okay. Is game day, have they put out their schedule yet, or are they coming week two?
Big.
I know.
Big noon kickoff is.
Big noon.
Obviously, yeah. Fox will be here, so you'll have Leinart. You'll have Reggie Bush. Do we know if Urban Meyer is back?
Didn't he go to – I thought he went to NFL.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think Joel Klatt, I think he's one of those guys. He's a Fox guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He'll probably be calling the game. In fact, I think it's him and Gus Johnson that will call that game. But that'll be early wake-up call for all the fans going down to the 40 acres to watch UT versus Alabama.
It's going
to
be warm.
It's going to be warm. It's going to be early. So hydrate the night before.
Wear your jorts.
Wear your jorts. Put on some sunscreen. Remember, safety. When does safety take a vacation?
Never.
Never takes vacation.
Right about 100 miles an hour. That's when it takes vacation. Anything north of 100 starts taking a vacation.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. But
especially in a Tesla, because they'll burn up. Just saying.
Darn right. guys, have y'all been paying much attention to the Longhorn scrimmaging and practicing going up?
Not really.
Kelvin Banks. Remember, a couple weeks ago, you guys laughed at me because I said that
of
there
your
could
stamp
be.
Stamp trap? Yes.
No.
Yes. CJ, but he does have a stamp trap.
I said, what I said on air, and I got laughed at by everybody, is that Texas, there could be three, possibly four freshman offensive linemen that I didn't say start, but
you
I said
we'll
get significant playing
you
time.
You did say this.
Okay, and they're like, oh, y'all laughed at me. Like, no, maybe one, maybe two. I'm telling you right now, I'm standing by that statement. I think by the end of the year, there will be three true freshman offensive lineman starters.
Well, just with injuries, I mean, that's a easy bet.
So why'd you laugh at me, Jamie?
Because you're funny looking.
True. But I'm telling you, those that great wall of Texas that the Kyle Flood got to the University of Texas last year, it's going to be great.
Arch Madness coming up.
Arch Madness is coming up. We're getting ready for it. Now, I have been reading here on Inside Texas where quarterback, it's still a little bit of a battle.
I thought by now they would pull the string.
I think give it another week. I think you want to give somebody the heads up that hey, you're going to be our guy in 2 weeks. Okay, let's go ahead and get rolling down that path.
Man, it's almost halfway through August.
I know. But I think you'll hear that announcement coming soon. But Hudson Card has been playing really well. He's got a lot more better command of this offense. He's been around it for 2 years. Quinn Ewers has only been here for a couple of months.
And hasn't played in a full year.
And hasn't played in 2 years.
2 years, sorry.
What, did he have four games in Ohio at all?
He played, I think, three or four snaps when he was at Ohio State. Never threw the ball, just handed the ball off. So all indications, yes, it is a quarterback battle, but I don't think there's any way that Quinn Ewers isn't the dude day one.
I think it's going to – I mean, I've been looking at the preseason polls coming out for football, and UT's all over the board. I can't believe UT got a number one vote.
I saw that.
Has anyone come out and said who did it?
No one.
I heard it's Saban. I heard Saban voted Texas as number one just because he wants to be like, there's somebody out there that doesn't think you can beat Texas. And it was probably him. It was probably him, right? Or who's UTSA? UTSA's coach.
Is it a coach's poll? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's a coach's poll. And one coach ranked Texas as the number one. They gave him a number one vote. I think whoever it was brilliant. Whether it was Saban or Traylor or whoever it was, I think it was smart as hell. Because that coach, before the game and all leading up to it, is like, there's somebody out there that doesn't think you're better than them. Let's go prove that one guy wrong.
Let's go find him.
Who got unanimous? Was it Alabama?
Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. And
Georgia didn't even get.
Georgia's number two.
Okay.
But those two schools deserve to be. They've been the perennial, top team in the country, always gets top recruits. Obviously, Saban's kind of the top of his game. But
and then this year they got then they're going to go back and change the whole playoff system again.
Well, we don't know yet. That'll be coming, and we got to get through at least next year. So we got the transition from OU and Texas going to the SEC. Big 12 will look a whole lot different.
2020. I mean the money talk is 2024.
Yeah.
I would love to see it happen 2023.
Right when Arch Madness hits its peak.
It's a peak.
The denouement, so to speak.
I don't know what you just said.
It's French.
Yeah.
Fragile. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, what a day here on the Big Ugly Tailgate, guys.
It's always fun.
Great day.
Such a good time. We had.
I love Ty. I love Ben.
Dude, Ty's crushing it. He does a great job.
I'm in the box.
He just signed that contract extension, too. We're going to have him around for a couple years.
TikTok.
TikToker. If you want to catch Ty on TikTok, he'll. What's your handle at TikTok, Ty? TikTok Ty.
Oh, I don't have a personal one, but if you want to check out Flex ATX, FLX ATX, or The Lone Star Lowdown, I'm on both those accounts.
Ty Talk Ty. Ty Talk Ty.
Time me up with a tie, Ty.
It's tie time.
Tie time.
That's it.
Well, Jamie Frazier, we'll continue listening to you and the Colonel coming on next with the high ground. Any? What are you guys talking about today?
I don't know. Colonel's in the studio, so he's running the game, so...
I got you.
I know we're talking a little baseball.
Okay.
I don't know
what we're going to talk about. Benny Buck.
Buddy, we're having a good day.
Having a good day.
Beautiful Saturday here in Austin, Texas.
You heading down to Driftwood today?
Driftwood.
You guys sell.
That's what I'm
sell, sell, sell.
I got an open house downtown. I got an open house out at Steiner Ranch. So the real estate market is still very active. We're still technically in a seller's market, but that's slowly changing. Homes are, you're going to find more homes on the market right now.
Prime's at what, six?
I think right around there.
Close to it.
Cheap money over history. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I got agents calling me right now asking me where this open house is tonight.
Those are DEA agents.
Yes.
That are calling you.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for some really good barbecue, make sure you go see Casey Stutter down at Whitfield's Barbecue, corner of Davis and Brody down in South Austin. Need some real estate help? Give me a shout. Need a good neighborhood to live in? Call Benny Buck.
Visit me in the east side.
Yeah, if you want to just go to East Austin, you can always go see
East Austin's great.
Jamie Frazier.
Come on down.
No, it'll be good. Good. Thanks for everybody coming in. Stick around. Listen to the High Ground. Thanks again. We'll catch you next week. Adios.